again tonight. Our reading from God's Word will be found in John chapter 5, if you'd like to follow along, or if you would just like to prayerfully listen as we hear the words of the Lord Jesus. John chapter 5, beginning in verse number 26. Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him the Father, God, has set his seal." Therefore they said to him, "What shall we do so that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What then do you do for a sign so that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread out of heaven to eat.'" Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, always give us this bread." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of him who sent me, that of all that he has given me, I lose nothing, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day." Therefore the Jews were grumbling about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down out of heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down out of heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught of God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread also which I will give for the life of this world is my flesh." So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words of Jesus tonight. We thank you for his declaration to an unbelieving world that he was the bread of life. We come tonight to honor you, Lord Jesus. We come tonight to do what you have called us to do at this table. We come to the table tonight, Lord. We come to this table unworthy. We come to this table sinners only saved by the grace and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has died for us. Heavenly Father, forgive us of our sins tonight. Forgive us for those careless words which we have spoken even today, coming into this service. Forgive us for those horrible thoughts about others which we've had even today, coming into this service. Forgive us for not having any compassion and mercy and desire to go and tell others about Jesus in a lost world facing eternal death. Forgive us when we have sought to live in our own self-righteousness rather than in the righteousness of Christ in the new person you've made us through salvation. Forgive us when we've not lived like Jesus. We pray that tonight, Lord, you would come and meet with us as we confess our sin. We recognize your presence here with us. We seek to honor Jesus, Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit of God, point us to Jesus. We have many troubles. We have many distractions, and many of us are faint-hearted, broken, bitter, angry, and alone. How you promised to come to us, and I pray, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that you would send the Holy Spirit now among these dear people who are here, that they might sense and be assured that the Helper is with them. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You have enclosed me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain to it. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Heavenly Father, we take these words of David and we make them our own tonight. Search me, O God. Search me, O God, as you have searched me in the past. Search me now. Search me now as I sit in this place. Search me now. The motivations of my heart, the distractions of my mind. Search me. Look all through me. Search me. Test me. And know my anxious thoughts, what I am afraid of and what I am anxious about, what I'm worrying about. Search me and see the worry in me. Forgive me of that which I fear rather than trusting you. And see if there be any hurtful way in me. Lord, keep us from being hurtful people toward others. May we be helpful, not hurtful. Lord, see if there be a hurtful way in us. Forgive us of the past hurtful ways. Prevent us from being hurtful toward others in the future. And lead us, Holy Spirit, in the way everlasting. At this time, I'd like for the deacons to come as we prepare for the supper. Paul writes to us, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and he gave thanks. Let's give thanks tonight for the body of Jesus.
So we take the bread tonight in remembrance of the Lord Jesus leaving his heavenly throne, having to leave his home where he sits at the right hand of the majestic glory. He humbled himself to come and live and walk among the vilest of sinners, whom in turn beat and bruised his body for our transgressions. But they did not break any bones, because that's what the scripture says, and the scriptures is good. His word is good. The Lord Jesus is the only thing that we know of as men that is good. You are good and you are holy. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your beaten and bruised body for our transgressions tonight. And it's in your holy name that we pray.
God bless you. I love you. So Jesus took the bread. And the night when she was betrayed, he broke it, he gave thanks, and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then we read that in like manner, he took the cup after the supper and he gave thanks. So at this time, we give thanks for the blood of Jesus.
Holy Father, thank you for the privilege of just to be able to pray. I thank you what the book of Hebrews tells us, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and your blood is precious. And I thank you, you shed it once, you'll never do it again. And I thank you for everything you've done for us. I thank you for your grace and mercy and peace. And I thank you for the divine love that you have shown each one of us. And I thank you that your bloodstream is not one pin drop of human blood in your bloodstream. Your blood's Almighty God because you are Almighty God. And I ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen.
Jesus, after the supper, took the cup and gave thanks, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Paul goes on to write to remind us, as I seek to do every time we're at this table, "For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Would you join me in saying, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus." May it be so. I want us to bow our heads for just a moment. We're going to have a time of invitation now. Jeff, if you'll come, please. We're going to pause just for a moment. The Lord said many things to us today. We've had a lot of opportunity to be together, to hear God's word taught and preached, to fellowship with one another. So we start back another week in school. We have another opportunity to tell people about Jesus. And so tonight we want to extend a time for us to first of all say, "All right, Lord, this is what I need to do. This is how I'm going to prepare for my week. to be faithful to serve you. If you're here tonight and you need to make a decision publicly to join this church or any other decision, while we're bowed in prayer, you step out and come and I'll meet you here. Another moment. Wait just another moment as we deal with these who've come. Someone else need to make a decision publicly. This is a time to do it. Is there anybody else tonight? Students, anybody here need to step forward? You've trusted Jesus. It's time to tell the church. You're ready to be baptized. Follow Jesus. Now's the time to do it. Step up. Step up. We wait. Amen. Thank you, Jeff, for that. We have a number who are coming tonight to be a part of our church. And at 10:30 service today, we had a number of decisions. We're grateful for each and every one of them. When they come our way, I remind our church, these are coming to be a part of us. And so we'll welcome them and get to know them. Sometimes people join our church and they've been coming for some time. And we thought they were already a part of the family and church members. Tonight, let me introduce David and Peggy Griffin, who are coming. David, Peggy, if you all come on up and stand with me. There's David and Peggy. And then Pat, come over. We'll introduce them all, and then Todd can introduce his also. How do you say your last name? How do you say your last name? Fallington. This is the Fallingtons. Many of you know them already. You might have thought, well, I thought these people were church members. They are coming tonight to express their desire to be a part of this church. Also, the Griffins coming to be with us. Todd, would you introduce the other who's come?
Yes, this is Stephanie Brady. And she wants to join by stage.
If you join me in welcoming all of these based on their profession of faith and their knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, would you say amen?
Amen.
And let's greet them tonight and say welcome. Let's stand together. On your way out, come by and greet all of these who are here. And may the Lord bless you, and I hope that you have a good week. Let's serve Jesus and tell the world about Jesus. God bless you. Let's say our blessing together. And you repeat it after me. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The love of God.
The love of God.
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Be with you all.
With you all.
God bless you. Come by and see these on your way out. God bless you.